You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the election being postponed to the 17th of October, there are a number of new eligible voters who will turn 18 between now and election day. However, there are calls from those who are still not old enough to vote that the voting age should be lowered to 16. Make It 16 is a group of those young people who have recently taken the issue to the High Court here in New Zealand. Their argument is that the current voting age discriminates against age. I spoke to a member of Make It 16, Thomas Pope Kerr, about why the voting age should be changed and what the group hopes to achieve with their court case. I began by asking Thomas to explain Make It 16 and what the group stands for.
Yes, so we're a non-partisan organisation that was started last year to mostly at Youth Parliament to lower the voting age to 16. That's our goal. And so we are a mixture of ages, mostly on the young side, naturally, including a whole lot of people that won't be able to vote in this election because they're not 18 yet. And so that's our core thing, is to be able to get those people who should have the right to vote, the right to vote.
So why should the voting age be lowered to 16? Why should 16-year-olds have the right to vote?
So we really strongly believe that if you're going to take the right to vote away, such a fundamental right, then you've got to have a really, really, really good reason for it. And that reason just isn't there. Because the reality is 16, 17-year-olds are just as politically competent as an 18-year-old is, and anyone over 18 as well. And so it's unjustified age discrimination to do that. And so that's why we want the voting age lowered, because it's completely unjustified.
And why do you think that is unjustified? What sort of evidence do you think that, say, other organisations would put that 16-year-olds are not as competent as 18-year-olds of understanding political issues?
Well, look, I'm not going to try and make an argument against us. What I would say is that there's plenty of evidence to suggest, plenty of studies from around the world to suggest that a voting age of 16 is absolutely right, because when you get to that age, you're developed enough and everything to be able to make an informed and a critical and important vote, and that can be shown where it's done overseas, and in Scotland and Austria are two really good examples, and in those countries we've seen that 16, 17-year-olds can play an important part in democracy and a really functional part as well, because they are at that point where they're ready to vote, and denying people that right when they are ready is just wrong.
Now, you have taken a case to the High Court with a claim that the current voting age of 18 is discriminatory and a breach of rights. Can you run me through briefly what the case is about?
So basically, the way our human rights legislation is written is Section 19 of the Bill of Rights Act says that you can't discriminate on age above the age of 16. And so naturally a voting age of 18 is discriminatory because it's not 16, according to that particular piece of law. And so our case is taken to the High Court in Wellington to prove that. And so that happened yesterday. And we were pretty happy with the whole trial yesterday. It went really well. And we're pretty optimistic that hopefully we'll come away with the result.
So why is it important to have this issue heard by the New Zealand courts if it won't change the law?
So the really key thing is that this has got a real weight behind it when the courts make this kind of declaration. It's a brand new piece of law, and that makes it really interesting for lots of reasons. But the key one is that, we're the first case of this kind was Attorney General and Taylor a couple of years ago, and in that case it was about prisoner voting rights, and the law was changed after they won that case. And so it's clear that what happens in the courtroom has a real moral weight in Parliament and can actually sway the decisions of decision makers, and so that's what we hope to do, is to bring that political and moral weight through into Parliament to change the law.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.